Guys, so I talk a bit about choir stuff. I didn't end up going tonight in the end because I couldn't get picked up, and I didn't have enough money to get there. And then I was told that it would have been good if I could go because there's two rehearsals before Christmas cheer. And I'm like, well, I haven't got the money to get there. And the person texted me, sent me the person's number that brings me home, his number, and basically. I didn't see that because I let the voiceover read some of it, and then I kind of knocked the screen and didn't think of it anymore, and then just like replied to the text. And when I did check it, I was like, oh, it's too late. But anyway, the thing with that is that person that brings me home usually only picks me up for concert because she picks somebody else up. But the person that she, and the person, she also drops this person home after choir each night as well. Because the person makes the runway to choir, she doesn't really have to come this way, so she doesn't pick her up. So anyway, I didn't really ask going in because it was too late in the end. But in the end, I went to see a friend, and that was quite cool. We just chilled out, and there's another dog. So the dogs had a run in the garden because it's a huge garden, so yeah, it was good fun. But in the situation of the music, A 100 Carols Required, as I said, is 5 Braille volumes. And there's a book called Carols Required 2, which they're using. And they've taken 4 choirs out of that, 4 carols out of there. And RNIB don't have that book. So the 2 carols they've managed to find are in 2 separate books. And there's 2 they can't find. So I'm going to have to borrow or buy a print copy of Carols Required 2. Although I might email some lists that I'm on, second-hand zone bargain store, and selling lists they are, and also the Braille music list that I'm on, to see if anyone knows where I can get them. Basically, as it turns out, in the 2 pieces they couldn't find, so I'll have to borrow a print version of that book so I can get those either 2 or 4 pieces brailled. But I've asked for the other pieces, the other 2 books on loan anyway, because I can't buy them. I've asked them to be on loan so that I can at least borrow them whilst I'm waiting for the other music, the print copy, you know, once I've got a print copy for it to be done. But the crazy thing is, I'm going to have 7 braille books plus a big folder of other loose sheet music that we're doing. And I'm thinking, I may have to sit here and I may have to braille out the songs from 100 Carols Required that we're doing. And then just have everything in one folder, because for me to, last year it was only like 5 books, and it was like 1 or 2 sort of, or was it, no, maybe 3 pieces of sheet music, which was quite simple enough for me to manage. But like 7 books and a folder is going to be crazy. So and then I've got to manage them and a music stand, so, and I've got to try and swap and change between them. And I've got to use the readings that time to actually make sure I've got the next piece ready. So it's going to be a bit of a nightmare doing that. So I might have to sit here and braille up all the pieces that we're doing from 100 Carols Required, and then take it from there, because then I can put it all in the folder and have it all in order. So I don't have to worry about trying to find things in during the readings. I can enjoy the readings and the whole service then. But that'll be a lot of work on my part, but I'm hoping that if I do it that way, it'll pay off. I mean, I could just faff about with the box and hope for the best, but last time I did that, I got a couple of the binders caught, so I don't know whether it's worth that. And plus, like I said, juggling 7 braille books and trying to make sure I've got the right piece, you know, and sometimes we're singing 2 or 3 pieces in a row, and that could be quite tricky. So my option might be to rebraille them and put them in a folder. So yeah, that's basically that. I'm going to do another audio book tomorrow about buses and situations that we've been having on them. But I don't want to do it tonight because I'm actually thought I'd just do this book quickly before I go to bed. But yeah, that's basically the situation with the choir. I'm going to be going next week. Goodness knows if I'm going to be doing Christmas cheer as of yet. I'll certainly be doing 9 lessons, but yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see how things go. but yeah, that's basically the long and short of my choir stuff at the minute. And I'll let you know how the brailing goes or what my final